In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to catch up on some things that I want you to know. First of all, I was watching a television show, and the young man who was on the show said, "I want to introduce you to my husband." And the only thing I could say is, "God have mercy on us. God have mercy on us that we have allowed such things to happen. God have mercy on us." I also want to introduce you to the word that said the apostles were ordinary men. If you love Jesus, you're not an ordinary person by the grace of the living God. If you've given your life to Jesus, you're not an ordinary person by the grace of the living God. You have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not ordinary. You're not ordinary. You're redeemed, bought back by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to just tell you about abortion. Over 60 million children have been aborted. And you know what? During this pandemic, this virus, it's all right to have an abortion. But if I needed a knee replaced, it's not all right. It's very sad. It's very sad. We're sorry, God. We're sorry. And I just want to tell you this, that the virus is not something that the Lord put on us. Honest. It is not God that put this on us. It is the devil who put this on us. And Jesus took this virus to the cross. And we must declare it, that Jesus took this virus to the cross. "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself." And so, you're not ordinary because you love Jesus. And we need to continue to repent for what happened between two men. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on us. Not only that, we need to repent for the 60 million people that have died in the womb of their mothers. And so, I just wanted to get that out to you today, that repentance is what the prophet always gets us to. We need to repent, and we need to know that the virus has been taken over by Jesus Christ on the cross. We need to declare it. The virus was taken over by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Hallelujah. 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 I'm looking at Acts 5, verse 12. Many signs and wonders were done among the people through the apostles. Many signs and wonders were done for the people and through the apostles. Now, people say, well, that all stopped with the experience of the death of the final apostle. Bible doesn't tell us that. Bible says you shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. The Bible says that we would be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Oh yes, the Bible doesn't say healing stopped. Bible says the opposite. They shall lay hands, you, upon the sick, and they shall be healed. Oh yes, the only thing I can do is lay hands. It's God who brings the healing, the sign, or the wonder. I remember the lady who came to me with stomach cancer. And as I started to pray, scour it out, scour it out, scour it out, scour it out, scour it out. And I'm thinking, this lady must think I'm crazy, because I didn't know who she was. But that's the word God gave me. And you know what? When she went for the CAT scan, the doctor says, the cancer's gone. Looks like it's been scoured out. This is real. This is real. I'm not special. You're not special. But you and I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You and I are not ordinary. We belong to the Lord. We belong to the Lord. And we need to know that, that Jesus Christ has taken us to himself. We need to know that, that I am the Lord's property. Hallelujah. The Lord's property you are. And then the scripture goes on and says, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared to join them, but the people held them in high esteem. Well, they're being held in high esteem. People were sick and being healed. They didn't have penicillin in those days. They didn't have Z-Pax. No, they didn't. The only thing they had was the power of God. And you know what? We have the power of God. I will not leave you orphaned, Jesus said. I will send you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit brings us to Jesus. The Holy Spirit does these great signs and wonders. Yet more than ever, believers were added to the Lord in great numbers of both men and women. Why were believers added? Because they saw the sick healed, and then the gospel was proclaimed that Jesus Christ has died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he rose from the dead. We just heard a broadcast, what's the difference between Jesus and Buddha? Buddha's dead, Jesus is alive. Buddha on his deathbed said, I still seek the truth. Jesus on the night before he died said, I am the truth. Hallelujah. Do you know that today? He is the truth. He is the way. He is the way to the Father. No other way but through Jesus Christ. They even carried out the sick into the streets. I saw the streets there. They were so narrow. And laid them on cots and mats in order that Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he came by. That there was power in Peter's shadow. Why? Because Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit that healed through his shadow. Oh, yes. How we need to know that. A great number of people would also gather from around the towns and around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all cured. Not some, they were all cured. I tell you, I prayed one day, there weren't very many of us, and every one of the people got healed. Every one of them. They were all cured. I remember going to Arizona, and there was a healing service that was announced. Everyone that was prayed with, God healed everyone. Not one white person was there. Every Spanish person came because they were hungry for God. And I preached and we prayed for healing and they all were healed. Those are the two experiences I've had where everyone is healed. And it's not me. I know that I can't even do that. I know that I can't even, if I have a headache, cure myself. I need to go to Jesus, who is the Lord. chapter 5, verse 17, Acts of the Apostles. Then the high priest took action, and he and all who were with him, that is, the sect of the Sadducees. The Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. They were sad, you see. Oh, yes. Being filled with jealousy. Oh, yes. They were filled with jealousy because the apostles were doing what Jesus had done. You know what? When it came to the new millennium, we had a sign on our door. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he is, and I know he is, then healing should be taking place. The Sadducees were jealous of the disciples because signs and wonders were happening through them. And there were added so many more people to the people of God. They were filled with jealousy, and they arrested the apostles and put them in a public prison. Listen to what happens. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors. Oh, yes. How we need God's angels. Angels are ministering spirits to us, sent on the way to minister to us until final salvation. We need angels. There was an angel that opened the door for Peter. Let's continue. The Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, go stand in the temple and tell the people the whole message about this life. Not part message, the whole message. John 3:16, that's part message. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's part message. Jesus Christ died for us. He was buried for us, and he rose from the dead, and he's alive. Now you put all these three together, and you've got the whole message. And they were proclaiming the whole message in the temple and in this about this life. It's not Christianity is part of me. Christianity is my life. My life belongs to Jesus. Oh, yes. I am a Catholic Christian. That's what Augustine called himself, a Catholic Christian. And you know what? I want to see more. I want to see God opening up channels in my life to bring greater strength and greater message and greater healing to people. When they heard this, they entered the temple at daybreak and went on with their teaching. They're teaching about Jesus. They're teaching about the Lord. When the high priest and those with him arrived, they called together the council and the whole body of elders of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the temple police went there, they did not find them in the prison. No, an angel of the Lord opened the door. An angel of the Lord got them out. They went to Solomon's portico and preached the word of God. And people were healed. Not only people, but it says all people. So they returned and reported, we found the prison securely locked and the guards standing at the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside. I tell you, that is God doing this work. I remember vaguely, I wanted to go with some people to pray in a church, but the door was locked. And we prayed. And if I remember correctly, we got into that church that night. It was interesting. I was in Petersham. We got into that church that night. God opened it up for us. Oh, yes, God can do these mighty acts if we have faith and if our faith produces solid works from Christ Jesus the Lord. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. As they left the council, they rejoiced that they were being considered worthy to be suffered for the Lord Jesus. Well, what happened to them? They were whipped. They were convinced by him. And when they had called in the apostles, they had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles didn't say, we were persecuted. We didn't deserve it. They rejoiced that they were persecuted for the name of Jesus. They rejoiced that they were persecuted in the name of Jesus. As they left the council, they rejoiced that they were considered worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. What's the name? The name above every other name. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is our Savior. His name is Jesus. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is our God, with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And every day in the temple and at home, they did not cease to teach and proclaim Jesus as the Messiah. I wonder how many of us do that. We have to start by praying for the people, that they would get ripe so that they would hear the message of the gospel, that Jesus Christ has died, was buried, and been raised from the dead, that all power has been given to the disciples by Jesus, that we are called to lay hands upon the sick. Not only me, you, all of us. Oh yes, you say, I'm not worthy. Let me tell you about worthy. There's only one who is worthy. He's the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the world. He's the only worthy one. And he makes us worthy by the grace of the living God. It's not my worthiness. I have nothing that is worthy. But Jesus makes us worthy by the grace of the living God. Chapter 6 of the Acts of the Apostles. Now, this is very interesting because the Christian community wasn't perfect. Let me tell you, there's no one perfect. I am not perfect. I do the best I can. But you know, I have things in my life that I have to confess because I've sinned. I've allowed sin to enter into me. That's what the whole experience of penance is about, or confession. Chapter 6 of Acts of the Apostles. Now, during those days, when the disciples were increasing in number. Why were they increasing in number? They heard the word of God and they saw the healings that the apostles did through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Hellenists, or the Greeks, complained against the Hebrews because the Greek widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. See, they're not perfect. They were giving more food to the Jewish converts that were widows and not to the Greek widows. And the 12 called together the whole community. The whole community of the disciples and said, it is not right that we should neglect the word of God. It is not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select from among yourselves 7 men of good standing, full of the Holy Spirit and of wisdom. Let me tell you, They're not stupid. They're going to select Greeks so that Greeks would be able to give to the widows that were Greek a portion that the Jews got. Okay. Filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task, while for our part we'll devote ourselves to prayer and serving the word. That sounds like a restaurant, serving the word. I tell you, I hope that when you listen to me, I'm serving the word. I'm serving the word. Oh yes, that's what I want to do. I became a priest because I wanted to preach the gospel. And you know what? God has been so good to me. He's given me this radio station to preach the gospel, to serve the word of God to people. For our part, we will devote ourselves to prayer and serving the word. What they said pleased the whole community, and they chose Stephen, a Greek, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, a Greek, Prochorus, a Greek, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. They had these men stand before the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread. The number of disciples increased greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. Let me just tell you a couple of things. If you know the scriptures, you know that these men were ordained deacons so that they could wait on table. But when the apostolic spirit, the Holy Spirit, comes upon them, they start doing the same things that the apostles doing. We see Stephen healing the sick, casting out demons, put before the Jews. We see Philip with the Ethiopian eunuch preaching the word of God. This is something. I wonder who started to wait on tables. Because these deacons were supposed to wait on tables. I wonder who did it. Once they received the anointing from the apostles, they started to preach the word of God and watched people get healed. We'll see that in the days to come. But remember, the apostles chose all Greek men to be deacons so that the Greeks would get their share of the food, the widows. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. I tell you, the angel Gabriel served the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit to the Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia. Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sit cum dixit, resurrexit, sit cum dixit, alleluia, alleluia. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.